I greet you all, and I thank you all for your presence at this Eucharistic assembly, those here present in our church and those joining us by the medium of live stream near and far. We pray for you, assure you of our prayers, and thank God for your presence and prayer. These are two of my favorite readings today. I love the first letter of St. John. I love the story of the presentation. Of course, I could speak for hours about them, as you well know, but I won't. I'll only make one simple point about each of the readings. The first reading from 1 John tells us that one who says he knows the Lord and loves the Lord abides in him and ought to walk just as he walked. That's a wonderful image to use your imagination to enter into its meaning. Among other things, it means simply these three things. First of all, it means to walk as Jesus walked along his paths and his ways, which for us is to know him in the scriptures and to consider the teachings of the Lord and the church therein. Secondly, it means to walk with Jesus, not simply to follow behind him, but to accompany Jesus and to allow Jesus to accompany us on our journeys on his pilgrimage. He didn't come simply to issue commands and throw lightning bolts and say, well, through all of that, I guess I'll save you nonetheless. No, he came as a pilgrim to pilgrimage with us on our pilgrimages and us with him. But finally, it means to walk where he walked. So how do we know how he walked, to walk with him, and where he walked? St. John gives us the answer. He is the light of our paths and pilgrimages. He is the light. Light that was the glory of the angels that shone on shepherds in a dark midnight night. He is the light that shone on a house when the Magi arrived. He is the light that Simeon speaks of him in today's gospel. And that light is love. In regards to the gospel, just a simple point in the translation of the text. Regarding Simeon, Simeon says to Mary and to the Lord and to Joseph, now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. My own eyes have seen the salvation you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations. But in the Greek, it does not say, let your servant go in peace. In the Greek, Simeon says, now, Lord, you are loosening my bonds. In shalom, let me go. You are loosening my bonds. In shalom, let me go. In other words, Simeon understands and proclaims to us the true freedom that we find in life. No matter the shortness or the length of those lives, the true freedom we find is in the Christ child, is in Jesus. And in him we have shalom, a word from the Hebrew Aramaic, which means that one is possessive, one has come to possess all one needs for salvation. All one needs for salvation is to hold a little baby in one's arms. Christ, the Lord, he is light. God bless.